This is a story about a wrestler. He knew 360 tricks to win his game. Every day he used to try one of these tricks, and he had a long list of students. However, he particularly liked one student who was very clever, and he tried to learn every trick that the wrestler wanted to teach his students. One day, the wrestler was very happy because he had taught 359 out of 360 tricks to his most brilliant student. The student asked him to teach him the last trick, the 360th trick of the wrestling game, but the wrestler did not want to do it, so he escaped the answer all the time. The student, over a period of time, became an expert in wrestling. He was young, he was so strong, and he knew almost all the tricks that there are in the game of wrestling. One day, he told the king that he respects his teacher, not because he is strong and good in wrestling with him, but because he is an old man. Otherwise, he is as good a wrestler as his teacher is. The king didn't like this because he knew that the old wrestler, who was his teacher, was a great man of wrestling. And this young man, who was claiming to be as good as the teacher himself, was not respectful of his teacher. So the king said, "Why don't we test you out?" The young wrestler said, "Of course, I can beat my teacher any time." And the king said, "All right, I will organize a competition in which you and your previous teacher will do a game of wrestling, and everybody will watch, and we will know who is the best wrestler of them all in the land." On the agreed day, all the king's men, dignitaries, important people, and the general public came to see the wrestling match. The young wrestler came like a very proud elephant who was ready to trample anyone under his feet. The old wrestler, who was his teacher, knew that the young man is a very powerful and strong man. He was old. He didn't have as much strength as the young man. So he used his last trick, the 360th trick, which he had not taught to his student in the game. And in no time, he picked up the student in his hands and threw him out on the floor. The student wrestler felt the pain and started crying. And of course, the teacher, the old wrestler, won the game. The king was very happy. He called the young wrestler and he said, "Look, you should never try to compete with your teacher, because you claimed that you were more powerful and you were more strong, and you knew wrestling as well as your teacher, but you did not really win the game." The young student was still very proud of himself and his strength. So he said, "Look, Your Majesty, this old wrestler hasn't won because he's stronger than me. He has won this match because he did not teach me one trick which he kept to himself." The old wrestler replied to him, "This was precisely the reason why I did not teach you the last trick, because I knew that someday, if you try to challenge me, I will use my last trick, because I am your teacher, not your student." The moral of the story is that a teacher is always a teacher. A student should not try to surpass or overtake his teacher. But it happens that sometimes students are more brilliant. They know more, they have more knowledge, they have access to more knowledge, and they can know more than their teacher. But at the same time, they should know that they have to respect their teachers, because without their teachers, they would not have become a knowledgeable person as they are now. So it doesn't matter how far you go in the pursuit of knowledge, how strong you become, how honorable you become, you should always respect your teachers and always regard yourself as juniors to them when you meet them.